USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is monitoring the situation in Syria after a suicide bomb attack. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack, and at least two U.S. soldiers have been killed. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin tells Fox News it's no coincidence this attack by ISIS took place when the United States says they're planning on withdrawing troops.
I think it's just as deliberate, just as purposeful today. I spent a long time meeting with the president a couple weeks ago on this topic, and he's certainly very focused. This is deliberate. This is not spontaneous.
Witnesses are testifying for and against the confirmation of William Barr as the next attorney general. Now, Barr is not present during the confirmation hearings on day two. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to President Trump asking him to reschedule his State of the Union address unless the partial government shutdown is resolved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
It's day three of a teacher strike, and many union officials are digging their heels in, saying they won't give up until teachers get more money, smaller class sizes, and more staffing. The union also wants the L.A. mayor to get involved. Netflix announced their basic plan will go from $8 to $9 a month, while the most expensive plan will go from $14 to $16 a month. The streaming service has raised their rates 4 out of the last 5 years, and financial analyst Rick Minoris tells CBS This Morning, this is par for the course, and most people just are used to those charges coming out of their account.
It's a monthly plan. It is something that you sort of just set it and forget it, like many other monthly subscription services. It's almost an afterthought when you're scouring your credit card bill and that $12.99 a month comes around. You're usually fine with it.
As far as how many more price hikes consumers will put up with, Minoris believes
there will come a point where people say, you know, mas. But until they get to that point, you're going to see Netflix nickel and dime about every year or so and adjust their prices higher.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
After missing paychecks due to the partial government shutdown on Friday, the number of TSA agents not showing up for work has grown, forcing some passengers to wait in long lines at airports as airports continue to make do with slimmer security staffs. Some airports across the country are doing what they can to help out the TSA officers who are not being paid by feeding them breakfast or even giving them lunch or care packages. James Keyes is a TSA worker. He says it's getting harder and harder to work without getting paid.
Everyone's angry, everyone's upset, and everyone's scared. It's demoralizing because you go to work and you expect, you know, pay for hard work, and you wake up and your bank account's empty.
A home improvement TV star makes an announcement, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Are y'all ready to see your fixer-upper?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Let's go.
Chip and Joanna Gaines hosted HGTV's popular fixer-upper, and now Joanna Gaines is trying a new venture, announcing that she's releasing her first children's book with her own children serving as co-authors. The new book will be Joanna's second. She recently debuted her first design book, Homebody, a guide to creating spaces you never want to leave. Fixer Upper ended its 5-season run on HGTV last April, although it's still running in reruns.
A new study found that Americans spend nearly half their waking hours looking at screens. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.